The Gemara says in Shavuos, Abchafim Aveiz, Omer Bala Ba'ava, Noshim Chayovis V'Kiddush Shayim Devat Torah. Noshim Achayiv and Kiddush of Shabbos is a mitzvah saying the Torah, Zochus Yom Shabbos Akadshay, to make Kiddush of Shabbos. Kiddush Friday night is mitzvah their Isa. And the Gemara says that Noshim women are Chayiv in this mitzvah, even though Lachayiv is a mitzvah saying she's mine grammar. It's a mitzvah telling the time, it's only in Shabbos, and we know a klal that a mitzvah Lisa say, if it's in Aveir, then even if it's telling the time, Noshim are Chayiv. But if it's mitzvah say, positive mitzvah, then if it's mitzvah seish man grama, nashim apata. So why are nashim chayiv in Kiddush? So the Gemara says, a drasha, the yom akura, zoch v'shama. The Gemara makes a hekish. The Torah says, zoch v'shem Shabbos akashay, which is the mitzvah of Kiddush, and the Torah says, shama v'shem Shabbos akashay, which is the aveirus of Shabbos, not to do malach on Shabbos. And the Gemara dashens, where Rashi explains that Zoch v'shama b'diva echad nemru. Since they were said b'diva echad, it's a hekish, and we dash and kol sheyeshnim b'shmir, yeshnim b'schira. Whoever is chayiv in shama siyem Shabbos akadshay is chayiv in Zoch siyem Shabbos akadshay. Since Noshim are chayiv in shama siyem Shabbos akadshay, they're chayiv in aveirus of Shabbos, so meaning they're chayiv in the midst of Kiddush also. Yes, Gemara Shavuos. There's a Ran in Shabbos, Perikol Kisvei, on the Gemara Daf Kaf Yitches, Amar Aleph, the Ran brings down Hashem Abin Atam, that this hekish that teaches us the Noshim Achayiv on the mitzvah Kiddush Shabbos, Bemis teaches us the Noshim Achayiv on every mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos. If there are any other mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos, including mitzvah Rabbanon, Lamashal Lecha Mishnah, women Achayiv on Lecha Mishnah also the same as men. They have to be Yitzel Lecha Mishnah, women Achayiv in Shalosh Sudeis, in all three Sudeis of Shabbos, even though Lecher these are mitzvah Saseh of Man Grama. Is actually my famous machlokes Rashi Tosfos and Brachos that Chafam Beis of Noshim Achayiv and Mitzvah Seder Rabbanon, which is my grammar. But Tosfos and Revi Shainim hold that the same way women are pata from Mitzvah Deraisa, which is my grammar, they're pata from Mitzvah Rabbanon, which is my grammar. So according to that, why are women chayiv in the Suda Shabbos? Why do they have to eat Suda Shabbos and Lacha Mishnah? The reason is because of this Ran, Hashem Rebbeinu Tam. That this drasha of Zoch v'shama, kol sheyeshnim b'shmir, yeshnim b'schira, teaches you not only Kiddush, it teaches you for all mitzvahs of Shabbos. All mitzvahs of Shabbos with Noshim Achayiv, even though it's mitzvahs just man grama. Okay, that's the Gemara in the Ran. We learned not that long ago, famous tshuva from the Kivega and Sefer, the first tshuva, Siman Aleph, the Kivega declares, what about Sudas Yomtif? It's time to Kivega, and Lechari, this drasha is only in Shabbos. That Noshim Achayiv on the mitzvahs say of Shabbos, even though it's Mangama, but the mitzvah say of Yom Tif, we don't have any drushes, there's no drushes of Shama.
It's
a Gemara
that they're not including
Simcha. Simcha is Machaikas of Bayan Rav. Right, that's in Rosh Hashanah and above, that's, we're going to get to that. But besides that, that's a whole separate thing. But what about, but Lachayr, time of Kivega, you're right, that's Xeris HaKosov. One Mandama has a special Xeris HaKosov, that Noshim Machayiv and Simcha of Yom Tif. But in all other mitzvahs, of Yom Tov time of Kivega and Lachayr, Noshim should be pata, because the mitzvah says man grama. And the main Noshim should be pata from Sudas Yom Tov. They always eat Sudas Yom Tov, they sit with us, eat Sudas Yom Tov. Time of Kivega, either they're just joining the Suda, not Mechayiv, or it says Zayvi women are always machnas themselves in the mitzvah, even though they're pata. Not always, but very often. There are many mitzvahs that they're pata, like Mashalung of an Esrig, Shaifa, they come to hear Shaifa, even though they're also part of these. All mitzvahs say she's my grandma, and women come and do the mitzvahs anyway. Together, ain't a mitzvah of Isa. As a man, the same thing, through this Yom Tov, Lachayr and Nashim should be part of him. Mikah Hadin. And then he brings down what Ritzi was saying, the Gemara does have a machoikis, Abaye and Abzeir, if Nashim in Rosh Hashanah Davav, if Nashim Achayim, the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov, the Gemara says, Zachir to being Shalmei Simcha, to eat, to bring a special carbon Shalomim, and eat from that carbon. The Gemara says, the mitzvah, maybe even today, even without Shalmei Simcha, to eat any bus of a yayin. So, Lachayr, Tanabi Kivega, maybe, and it's a Shen, how we paskin. So, Zalacha Mishnah, Tubshatim and Rambam, it's not very, a little bit unclear how we paskin, if Nashim Machayiv in the midst of Simcha Yom Tov. Especially because it's a Kosov, Nashim Machayiv in the midst of Simcha Yom Tov. But Tanabi Kivega, for Simcha, you'd only have to eat bus of a yayin. There'd be no Indian to have a Suda B'Pas. That Suda B'Pas, Tanya Kivega, is a din in Kovid Yom Tov. And he's medayik this in the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam, you'll see that there's two in Yonam. There's din of Simcha and Yom Tov, and there's of Kovid Yom Tov. And it seems to be very clear in the Rambam that the Suda B'Pas, that's a din of Kovid Yom Tov. And Kovid Yom Tov will be, as they be Kovid on Shabbos, that L'Chayr should be a mitzvah of Banish as my grandma, Nashma Pata. This is basically the Kivega's of Tuhi. Tuhi's life that Noshim should be potter from the midst of Sudas Yom Tov because it's a mitzvah seish man grama. What's the big nafkamina? The big nafkamina is if they forget Yom Yovel. Because we know the klal is, the Gemara says in Brochus, Dafim Tes, Zerik Apasin Shulchan Aruch, that if you forget Yom Yovel or Ritzei on a Suda that you're mechayiv to eat, that the Yom is mechayiv a Suda, then Haskarsi Yom is ma'akid. The Moshe on Shabbos and Yom Tov, if we forget Yom Yovel, men, we have to bench over. In Rosh Chodesh, there's no chiyuv suda. There's no real chiyuv suda. Men, if you forget Yom Yovel in Rosh Chodesh, you don't bench over. As a male, at times, it can be very good that Noshim, if they forget Yom Yovel and Yom Tov, it's a Moed Rosh Chodesh, which doesn't say in Poskim. But the Kvega says, if they forget Yom Yovel and Yom Tov, it'll be like a man forgetting Yom Yovel in Rosh Chodesh. They're not mechiyuv in the suda, men, they don't bench over. That's basically the Kvega. We spoke about it more. Not that long ago, but today I just wanted to say over a different kasha. There's a kasha in Sefer Zichron Shmuel from Shmuel Zosky in Siman Bei Zayin. Shmuel Zosky is a kasha that according to B'Kvegas Cheshbon that Noshma Pota from any mitzvah save Yom Tov, because it's a mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov, because it's a mitzvah Shizman Grama, L'Chayra, but for that reason they should be Pota from Malachus Neiris and Yom Tov also. Mele on Shabbos, the reason why they're mechuyev on Halakas Neiris, the mitzvah d'rabbanan to madlik ner Shabbos, is the same thing like the Ran says. The Ran says between Bein Tam that they're mechuyev in all mitzvahs d'rabbanan of Shabbos, a special hekesh of Zocha v'Shoma. But by Yom Tov, we're back to the svar of the Kivega. By Yom Tov, we don't have this hekesh, and by Yom Tov, they're potter from Sudas Yom Tov, and they're potter from Kavod Yom Tov. The Chayyim they should be potter from Halakas Neiris also. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, maybe they're just doing it anyway, the way they do all other mitzvahs. The kasha is, how do they make a bracha according to the mechaber? We know that there's a famous machlokes, the mechaber in the Ramah, and it's the machlokes, the menhagim of Ashkenaz and Sfad. If Noshim, when they do mitzvahs, they're not mechuyim, and they take an esrog, should they make a bracha? So Ramah says they can make a bracha also, even though they're not really mechuyim, and how do they say, Asher Kishon Mosesu Tzivonu, on the thing of Slulim, of how they make these brachas and on Shefa, but the Ramah says they could make a bracha. Some famous machlokes in Tosfos also. Sorry. But the Mechaber passes that they don't make a bracha. They don't. So over here, the kasha is over here. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, but it's halach in Hilchos Shabbos. The Mechaber paskins that there's a chiv to be madlik near Shabbos, and over there the Mechaber says shmagin near Yom Tov also, and the Mechaber says echad anoshim bechad anoshim. The chiv is on men and women, and the Mechaber says you make a bracha. And the steam of Shulchan Aruch is mashma that Yom Tov also you make a bracha. The kasha is why would Noshim make a bracha on halachas near Yom Tov if they're not mechuyev? That's Shmuel Zosky's kasha. I saw in a sefer Yunim Balocha Chel Beis Yud Gimel Hanaftar Hanafhei. He wants to add on to this kasha. He says the minig is the Shulchan Aruch says again that the chiv of Lokas Ne Shabbos and Lokas Ne Yom Tov is really a chiv on everybody. It's a little bit of a mistake. Maybe people don't realize this, but if you go through Shulchan Aruch Simi Reis Samach Gimel, you learn the halachas of halachas ne Shabbos and halachas ne Yom Tov, you'll see the chiv really is on everybody. Every person in the house is mechuyev to madlik ne. Now, but then you can't have everybody light in there, so you have one person light for everybody. The chiv is really in every single room. People think it's just by the table or candles. It's not true. The chiv is mamash in every single room that you would enjoy having a light. The room that the light would bother you, a bedroom where people sleep, that taka yirat mochiv. But any room that you would enjoy a light, then it's taka, some people that are trying to save money, they keep certain lights off on Shabbos, it's wrong. If it's a room that you walk into and you enjoy having a light, you mochiv to have a light. And l'chari, we yetzid this chiv with electric lights also. That's how we yetzid this chiv. And we make the bracha on the final two candles that we light right before Shabbos by the table. But the etzem chiyav is on men and on women. And what's the reason why, if one person is going to be mitzi, the whole family, what's the reason why a woman does it? So the Rambam says the reason is, Nei Shehim Butsuya Seisa. Because then Butsuya is to be in the house at that time. Since Lich Bench is normally done right before Shkia, and the reason it's not done much earlier is Pashut. If you would do it too early, the candle will not last. The oil maybe won't last. So you can't light before. And men, they normally go to shul earlier for mincha. They should go to shul earlier. You see from here, you should be in shul earlier, way before Lech Benchen. So that's the reason why. It seems that was the takana d'rabbanan. They said women should light. Other person say a different reason. The reason is because he covered Irish Olam. Because the Chetarishan was from a woman that was going misa to the belt. For kapara for that, we gave women this mitzvah that they should light in their Shabbos. He covered Irish Olam, so she has this mitzvah to light near Shabbos. But the kasha is, that would be, make all these reasons would make sense if everything was equal, men and women were equal. But if women are really not mechuyev in halakas nei yom tif, the way we're saying it, so Mr. Shizman Grandma, why would you have the mitzvah done by someone who's ain't a mitzvah v'isa? Why would they do the mitzvah and not give it to a man who's mitzvah v'isa? That's the way I saw this, the kasha in the sefer. And I think the kasha should be even asked even bigger. Because the chari, the way we're explaining, I never really understood how this works, but chari, the isha is being moitzi the men. Is it? I'm not so sure if it's being moitzi the men, but since the chiva nakas neiris is really on everyone in the house, and we're giving it to one person to light, chari, that person is being moitzi everyone. And I'm not sure if it's within shlichus, we're not mamana, isha, we don't tell her be moitzi me. We don't even stand there when she makes the bracha, when that's so makbid on that, to stand there and it's amen. That could be for different reasons. There's a famous text in Sukkah that Chama Chesam Bey says that it's zingo milsa to be yitzah bracha from a lady. Then there's also, we once spoke about this Machsa Shekel and Simon Taflam Abeis on the Magen Avraham Sifkan Vav, who says that when a shliach does a mitzvah for you, there's no chiv on the person being yitzah to make a birchas a mitzvah. The Magen Avraham and the Machsa Shekel clad this. If someone's being moitzi you in a mitzvah, who makes the bracha? Should you make the bracha? So the Machshech says, no, if you're not doing the mitzvah, you're having someone be mitzvah you, then you don't make a bracha. So maybe that's where we don't have to stand there. But I'll go upon them, if the lady's being mitzvah us.
The Shabbos is like the Isha's doing the mitzvah itself. That's where the Shliach is not mitzvah, the Shalech is mitzvah. But Shabbos, forget what you have to say. Shabbos. She's
doing it for herself. Okay, it's fine. She makes the bracha. Okay, but maybe we want to be yotzei the bracha. I'm not sure if it works with shlichas, but akoponim, definitely, in Lechere, we have a cloud in Moses and brachas that chafam abeis, that someone's not mechuyiv adav, but cannot be moitzi someone who is mechuyiv. So how could the isha be moitzi everyone in the house with alakas neiris? We're being yotzei alakas neiris of yomtiv with the isha, with the mother, what she's being malik, with the wife is being malik. Well, if this cheshbon is right, that's really Mrs. Hesh's man grandma and not Shema Pata, so how are we yetsa halakas neiris from Anisha? So I was thinking from all these kashas, I'm thinking that Bemis, the takana of halakas neiris on Shabbos and halakas neiris on Yom Tov, was it one takana or was it two separate takanas? Pashas was two separate takanas. Chazal Masakin on Shabbos to Malach Neiris, Chazal Masakin on Yom Tov to Malach Neiris. But Maisa, maybe this is how to say the whole takana was one takana. Chazal Masakin, one takana. There is no minyan mitzvahs in the Rabbanans. But if you were counting the number of mitzvahs to Rabbanan, would this be counted as one mitzvah or two separate mitzvahs? The mitzvah of the Malach on Shabbos and Yom Tov, is that two separate takanas or is it one big takana? And I want to bring a few rayas to it. One ray is a penalty. He brings down from the Shengos Yavetz, and other places can bring it down also. He says that the minig is Noshim, if you ask any lady, or they ask us sometimes, they all make a Shachiyanu when they light Ne Yom Tov. They light Chedlokas Ne Yom Tov to make a Shachiyanu. But Tainet of Kivege, B'Shem the Shengos Yavetz, that this bracha that they make a shechinu in the yisoid, it has no makar. They say it's not mentioned by any poisik basamcha. Nobody, even the ones that are very the poiskim that bring down very detailed halachas of all the brachas that we make in all the brachas and mitzvahs. Nobody says to make a shechinu by halachas neyamtiv, and they say it's wrong. Basically, they should not be making shechinu. He says only the shengos yavetz says ein limchos biyodim cheskas yad, but we don't tell them not to. We let them do it. And then a lot of times women get a little confused what to make a shechiyanu. Basically, you make a shechiyanu by Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Sheni, and on Shemini Atzeres is a new Yom Tov. So Shemini Atzeres you make a shechiyanu. Simplistar also Yom Tov Sheni make a new. The only time you don't make a shechiyanu is the second day's Pesach. Second day's Pesach is a continuation of the first days. But on the regular Yom Tov, a lot of times in my house, you know, if my wife asks me, do we make a shechiyanu? I always say, women make a shechiyanu. I don't want to say yes, because Maisa, I know it's Bekirega that says that you're really not supposed to, but Bekirega just says that the Maisa women do it and we let them do it. So when I get asked, should you make a Shechiyanu? My answer is, women make a Shechiyanu, if they besides the second day Pesach. Oh, but the question was, what's the type of the reason? I mean, the Pesachim are saying that you don't make a Shechiyanu on Lachas Ne Yom Tov, but why not? We know the klal is, the Gemara says, and Pesach explains in Sukkah, that any mitzvah habom is man azman, any mitzvah that comes from time to time, it's not a daily mitzvah, we don't make a shechinah on tefillin or tzitzis that we do every day, but for a mitzvah that comes from time to time, and it's a mitzvah shel simcha, we make a shechiyanu. So why wouldn't you make a shechiyanu on this mitzvah? A mitzvah habonon also we make a shechiyanu. Why wouldn't you make a shechiyanu on this mitzvah? The Shingle service, if you look inside, today it's printed on the side of Kivega and the Pesach Hagilion, the Matek, the whole Tshuva. He seems to say that there's a Gemara in Sukkah that says, Oysa Sukkah Latzma, when a person builds a Sukkah in the time of the Gemara, Mavach Shachianu. It's interesting. In times of the Gemara, when a person built the Sukkah, he made a Shachianu. And he didn't even make a Shachianu again when it came Yom Tov. When it came Kiddush, even though he made a Sukkah a few days before, when you made Kiddush, night of Sukkah, so you didn't, because that Shachianu that you made when you built the Sukkah, that went on the whole Yom Tov. This explains because Sukkah Machpas HaKa'asi, since you built the Sukkah for Yom Tov, that Shachianu parted your whole Yom Tov from a Shachianu. And for some reason, we don't do it that way. We don't make a Shachianu when we build a Sukkah, we make a Shachianu on Yom Tov itself. The man of Machpas HaShekel wants to say the same thing over here. The women, they want to make a Shachianu on the mitzvah before Yom Tov, and Lachas Neiris, we don't do it that way. We do it by Yom Tov, by Kiddush. But that time is a little bit schwer, because first of all, you have to know the reason why we stop doing what the Gemara says, to make a Shachianu b'shas binyan in a Sukkah, when you make the Sukkah. And also, that halacha is a clear halacha. So this halacha should also be pretty clear in Paiskim, to make a Shachianu b'shas halakas neyos. Also, if you look in Shem Siavitz, his main tain is that none of the Paiskim can bring it down. He wants to know why none of the Paiskim can bring down this halacha to make a Shachianu on a halakas ney Yom Tov. But the way we're saying, if you want to say that it was all one takana, halakas ney Shabbos, halakas Yom Tov, that would be a very good teretz. But the reason why you don't make a bracha is because it's not a new mitzvah. It has to be a mitzvah bo mizman hazman. A mitzvah that's done every single week, that's too often. And this mitzvah on halakas ney Yom Tov, on this Wednesday, on Shana, we just did it a few days before, on Friday. You're doing it every single week, that's why you don't make a Shachianu. It'll be a raya from here. The fact that you don't make a that the person was saying, make a din, make a Shachianu, be a raya that there's all one takana. I'm saying, since it's all one takana, and you don't make a Shachianu on Shabbos, because that's not spaced out enough, it's not so far away, you don't make a Shachianu on Yom Tov either, because it's all one mitzvah.
The person says you don't make a Shachianu, they don't talk about
it. No, it's not really clear, that's what I'm saying. A little bit smash for the saying, it seems to be like Sukkah, but it's not really clear what the reason is.
So that answers Shmuel
Lazovsky's
question.
Oh, well, we're going to get that, right. But let me just say another few rayas. Another raya I want to bring was, there's a famous Ramah, in Simri Samachim, the Ramah says that when you madlik nesh or Shabbos, when you do lich benchin, normally by every mitzvah you make the bracha oivon asiyasa. You make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. But by lich benchin, when you madlik nesh, you do faket. First you do the mitzvah, you light the candle, and afterwards they make the bracha. And the reason is because if you would make the bracha before you madlik nesh, then you couldn't. That's being makabel Shabbos. You couldn't be madlik nesh afterwards. It'd be too late. You can't be makabel Shabbos and then light the nesh. You can't light a fire on Shabbos. So therefore, we give up bracha oivon asiyasa. We make the bracha. We light first. We do the mitzvah first. Then we make the bracha afterwards. That's the Ramah. What? By Yom Tov, the drisha, right? The Ramah doesn't talk about Yom Tov, but the drisha writes b'shem imoy, b'shem his mother. Interesting. It was a lady who was machashus halacha. She wanted to say this should only be halacha by Shabbos. But by Yom Tov, you don't have a problem. By Yom Tov, you could do it properly. By Yom Tov, you should first make the bracha. And then you should do the mitzvah. You should make the bracha oivon asiyasa. You're always supposed to make the bracha mitzvah before the mitzvah. Do the bracha first, and then do the mitzvah. And it won't be a problem, because in Yom Tov you can light a fire. You can take from an existing light and eat it on and light the fire. It won't be a problem. That's the Jisha B'Shem Imei. The Magen Avraham brings down this Jisha, and he writes, Ein chachma b'noshim. He writes, women don't have chachma. And he says, Loi plug chazal. Loi chukku chazal. He says, Loi plug. Since by Shabbos, the way we do it is we light first, we do the mitzvah first, and then we make the bracha. The same thing, but you have the false loy plug. That's the Magen Avraham. The Dagom Avava answers back the Magen Avraham. You can't say loy plug over here because it's a different nusach bracha. On Shabbos, he's saying Hag Nesha Shabbos, and on Yom Tov, he's saying Hag Nesha Yom Tov. However, what I didn't understand was the whole Magen Avraham to begin with. Why would you say loy plug over here? It's two separate mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of Yom Tov, if they're two separate mitzvahs, what's pasloi plug? Over here you do it this way, and over here you do it.
The mitzvah
is
the same.
What? Yeah, but.
The mitzvah is the same.
You should
make a mistake.
Yeah, but you don't. It's hard to think of an example, Chais, you know.
Hmm?
Okay. Yeah, your Chanukah is also the same. Chanukah is also like, Chanukah, you make the bracha first and then you light. So I was thinking that and even the Magen Avraham doesn't argue with the light plug. The Magen Avraham just wants to say the fact that there's a different bracha, that makes the light plug. So I'm thinking that from this Magen Avraham, you see the Magen Avraham held this far, that it was all one mitzvah. Halakas Neshav, Halakas Neyamtav, it's all one takana. That's why I passed by it, light plug. If it's all one takana, it's all one mitzvah. Chazal Masakana, and Yamtav and Shabbos, you should have light. That's that would be that would pass on that to say holy plug.
What's the reason why?
Oh, so that's the Gemara Shabbos says Mishum Shalom Bayis. Well, the Emes says you have to understand if it's a someone wants to ask them. I was thinking also. That's something else. So we scribe is Medak and Rama is the Kovet Shabbos or Einik Shabbos. Einik Shabbos. But nicely, Gemara says Shalom Bayis. But you have to understand, if Chazal was so worried about Shalom Bayis, why were they only Misakan and Shabbos and Yom Tov? They should make the Kona every night, stop fighting, and every night make light in there. Make sure you have light on every single night.
Because you could put it on.
And Yom Tov?
You can't.
Why not?
Oh, you mean because you could light from one there to the other?
But then make sure you put it on. Don't be cheap. Don't be cheap. Make sure you make
one candle on.
Make sure you put it on.
Right.
The Teretz is, I think, my advice though is it wasn't a real Shalom Bayis issue that Chazal was so worried about Shalom Bayis that they were mechayev you to have light in the house every night. It was just they wanted extra Shalom Bayis. They wanted us to have covered Shabbos and Shabbos to have this extra Shalom Bayis of having light. On Shabbos and Yom Tov.
So therefore, it is one thing.
Or the Tam is one Tam, but.
Put down clothes.
So you're saying, well, so Tam Sav is Mestab is all one Gzeir, all Mestab one Takana.
Put down Beferish, that's called
Shabbos.
That says Beferish.
Right. But the Kovet Shabbos is to have Shalom Bayis, to have extra Shalom Bayis. That's what you see from here. But upon them, this is also Mashma that there was all one Takana. And another Raya is, Agavan Dangoy Plug Shay, and I had Shugu Shayla. What would be the din? The halacha is, and the Mishra brings down from Paiskim that, like we said before, by halachas near Shabbos, for example, once you light Neiris, you're Makabal Shabbos. Once you make the bracha, Makabal Shabbos. What about if someone knows they have to do malacha after the Lechmenshin? A lady knows she has to travel. It's a dove and nachutz, and she has to travel after the Lechmenshin, after she goes. So the Paiskim say you can make it tonight. You could make it tonight that you're not Makabal Shabbos with Lechmenshin. And you could bench Lech. And you bench lech, you make a bracha, and you say, I'm not makabel Shabbos, and then you're allowed to go in a car, right? And they will do a nachas, do a melacha. I was clearing, that's what the place says, you're allowed to do a davon nachas. I was clearing, what about a man, a mole man, his wife's not there, and he has to bench lech. We're not used to, but he has to bench lech, and he didn't have a mincha yet. And maybe the right way would be to have a mincha first, and with a minion, and then bench lech. But on lamaisa, he has no minion early, he only has a minion before shkia. So can he make this tonight? Is that what he should do? Should he be madlik ner Shabbos, make a bracha, and make this tonight? I'm not makabel Shabbos, so he should be able to have a mincha? Because if he's makabel Shabbos, then he won't be able to be makabel mincha.
I think by minutes, there's no such
din
that it's kabbalah
Shabbos. Really?
His kabbalah Shabbos is later by a lady because that's the way she's makabel Shabbos.
Oh, that's why the stomach is that way? Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think the stomach, but they all like, they go
down. Yeah. It's still
I think that the lady
over
there is not
a kabbalah
Shabbos.
You don't even have to say it.
But the lady,
she
doesn't go to shul. So that's
her kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah, I wasn't sure. Okay. Anyway, a third Raya I wanted to bring was just from the fact that in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha and Simrish Samach Gimel Sef Hei is the only place we find the mitzvah of halachas ne Yom Tov. It's all one halacha. Machal Paskins that Echad Ish, Echad Isha should be Mavlik Ner on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. And it's not mentioned in Hilchos Yom Tov at all. It's only mentioned in one, the whole din of halachas ne Yom Tov is only mentioned together with halachas ne Shabbos and Hilchos Shabbos. Which is a little bit telling, a little bit mashma that it was all one takana. Somebody wants to bring another right with the fact that we light two neiros also on Yom Tov. Today the minhag is to light for everyone in the mishpacha, but Akala, when she first gets married, her and her husband, they light two neiros on Yom Tov also. And the reason why we light two neiros, Bechlau on Shabbos is brought down, is one for Zocha and one for Shama. For Zocha and Shama. But somebody asked me this question, so why in Yom Tov do they light two neiros? You don't have Zocha and Shama on Yom Tov, and Yom Tov maybe you should light just one there. The Teretz is, if you say it was all one takana, and the takana said you should light two neiros for the Shabbos part of the takana, remain that way, you light two neiros for the Yom Tov part of the takana also. But al kaponim, if we say this chiddush, there was
it
all.
Says anybody you should light two neiros for Shabbos? We do it, but it says anyone?
I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but Okay, but there's definitely after the minig.
It's
not habit.
Do less.
Okay, but if you know ideas, all want to come, it would also be a test discussion. But this would answer Shmuel Zalski's kasha. Why are Nashim Chayiv in the midst of a Lakas Ne Yomtif if it's a Mitzvah Shman Germa? Teretz is, since it was all one takana together with Shabbos, since the Chayiv and the Shabbos part, the way the Ran says B'Shem B'Nitam, because it's all Nichlal and the Hekesh of Zoch V'Shem B'Libe Echor, the Mishneshim B'Shmir, Yeshim B'Shir, is amazing the Chayiv and the Yomtif part also, because they're Nichlal and this takana because of the part that has the Hekesh of Zoch V'Shama. That way answer all the kashas. There's a famous shayla that the Achrenim speak about, that if women make shachinu by lokas ne yomtiv, then l'chayr, they're not mechiv in shachinu by kiddush. They've made already shachinu by yomtiv. There's a mela, when they answer amen to the shachinu by kiddush, that's a chayr hefsek in kiddush. Because it wasn't a part of kiddush that they were mechiv in. So if they make... What?
It's definitely
the answer to the shachinu. Okay, but you hear someone else's brach in the middle of kiddush, you say it's amen. Let's say if someone's made to you,
what?
If someone's made wants to be made to you with a shahakal, yeah, guy makes a shahakal and you say amen, like a bar for your coffin, and you say amen, and then before you drink, you overhear a guy make a chreis a bracha on a mezuzah, and you answer amen. Would that be a hefsek? Would you be allowed to drink? Oh, but they do drink.
Yeah, but you
drink. Yeah, but they drink without a bracha. They're all yotze al barbi yagafen. Now, when barbi yagafen and then you yotze kiddush is not a problem because that's all the seyed habrachas. That's considered not a hefsek. When it's all part of the seyed habrachas, that's not a hefsek. But this extra amen, they're answering, it's like answering somebody's bracha chveis in the middle of a mezuzah or something else.
What are you telling us about the hefsek because she's going to drink?
Yes. How do they all drink?
The chayim is asking because until you drink, until the man drinks, it's also not finished. So she has to wait to be
mastered
until the man drinks.
But they do.
Drink.
But the kasha is, how do they drink? They do drink. How do they drink without a bracha? What bracha? They were yotze bar pi yagafen. But now they have a hefsek. They answered amen to some bracha, which has nothing to do with anything. You made an amen to some other bracha. Guys, ask your yotze, some other's bracha. You can't do that.
Well, let's say they won't drink it.
Maybe it wouldn't be a problem, I hear. Maybe it would also be a problem with hefsek. I'm not getting involved with that, but I'm asking right now on this part. Because normally shachin is at the very end, but it's at the very end. But how do they drink would be the problem, right? So I was thinking maybe an eitzah for this. They don't really, people don't do this, but maybe an eitzah would be to tell the lady, nice when you make a shachinu on halakas neiris, the shachinu goes on the mitzvah of halakas neiris, shayamdif, and it also goes on yamdif. But you could tell her to be mechaven bedafka, not to be yotzef yamtiv. Make your bracha only on the mitzvah of anachos ne yamtiv, and don't be yotzef yamtiv, and then you'll be yotzef later by kiddush. The problem is, it's going to be hard to explain this to a lady. It's not going to happen, what? Yeah, but if they're not mechuyim in shachinu, they're yotze already. This is like, I don't know if you like my yotze or not, but another problem with my yotze is it could be the whole shachinu on yomtiv, according to the poskim, was never on halakas neiris to begin with. The whole shachinu to begin with was on yomtiv.
Right.
So for sure it's not going to work.
Last day is a Pesach, they don't make shachinu.
Right.
It's just the same yomtiv.
Right.
The shachinu is on the yomtiv, not on the neiris. If you're on the neiris, there's no reason not to make shachinu otherwise.
You mean you can't be mechalak? You can't make a shachin on Lachos Neiris without shachin going in the Yomtiv also?
It's just
not okay, but this seems to be a problem. Lachim, this would be another problem with the fact that they make a shachin. But the nice emechem yodam and vayba do make a shachin. That's what they do. But
they make a shachin and they say, "Oh man, your moshe talks about them. Doesn't your moshe have a tshuva?"
There's a hatz. I know the Makar Kodesh is famous. Or Bezalel Meltzer talks about it. I think he was the first one to taste the kasha. I think Bezalel was the first one. Makar Kodesh brings it down from him. What? Sorry.
They say the same. The
mice,
they say
the shkifel. They do say, "I mean, no one tells them not to." I mean.
No.
Really? Some women don't say. Some women don't say. I mean, because this problem.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard? You know me?
Yeah. For years I was telling not to say because I heard
about
this problem.
It's not so posh. Not to say. I mean, to a bracha, you know.
You have a cheshbon.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
Okay. The covered slichas is going to speak a little bit about the yigum amidas. Okay, we say in Slichas and Yom Neroyim, we say Yigum Amidus of Hashem Hashem Kevachem Bechanu Nechapayim Bechesed Emes. The Moed Gemara Nashana that he's Zainam Beis. The Gemara says Omer Yehuda Bris Krusel Yigum Amidus. You know this. There's a special bris they bish to make with the Klai Yisrael that he says Yigum Amidus She'en Chayzus Reikam. The Tfilah will be answered. We'll never come back with nothing. If you say Yigum Amidus, that Tfilah will be answered. If you look in Pashkisisa by the Psukkim of the Yigum Amidus, the Eivishter says Hinei Nechi Keres Bris, and it's a bris that the Eivishter will always answer. If you look at Ben Bechai on that Pasuk in Chumash, in Pashkisisa, the Ben Bechai gives two conditions for it. First of all, he says, he brings down this Gemara, Ein Tfing Osse Chesers Rekam, but he says, Elam Kein Hoi Biyodei Averis Shemakvaseh, except if he had Averis, that a Makiv, there is such a person that can say Yigum Amidus, and Rachman's son, his Tfing is not in Skabal. He has certain Averis, that a Makiv. And he says, the second Tanai, he says, has to be also, this is Moed HaGavot, Sheyedei Perushin, you know the Taitsh of the Yigum Amidus, the Ikran, you know the Ikra of them, and Mespar Ben Bekabana, and you say Bekabana. The Gemara doesn't say that, but he's Taitshin in the Gemara that the only time that the Yigum Amidus has the special schus that your Tfilah will be in, says if you say Bekabana, you know Peshat in it. The first Tanai that he says, Ein Biyodei Averis, that's the big Pachad, because I mean, who could say Rachman Son, he doesn't have Averis? But I don't think he means Stam Averis. I think he means certain Averis Miyuchodim, which are Ma'akev. I mean, if a person is, Chazal say, Asher Mishachotah, Mishachotah Yoshev Yimchol, a person does Tshuva, if a person comes, he's doing Tshuva, and he's saying, Yigum Amidus, and it's not special Averis Miyuchodim, I think the Gemara does apply that Ein Tfing Osech says Reikam for sure, by person doesn't have a to be tenek or be children, maybe in yeshivas, they should special teach the kids Yigum Amidus, they should know what they're saying, they should have this chus, because they are people without chet. That's being able could do a lot for Klai Yisrael. But it's certain Averis miyuchodim which are ma'akiv, this tefillah, and it's not, I don't know, it's a tzarchim, which Averis they are. But if a person is doing tshuva and he says Yigum Amidus, he has this merdegas chus, what the Chazal say, that this tefillah would not be chazirekim. Then the Ben Bachai, he says also in Moed HaGavot also, he writes Moed HaGaloshin, he says, V'hini v'zman hazeh, today, shanach nishurim begolos, we're in golos, v'ing lanu koin godol n'chapa chataseinu. We have no koin godol to mechapa n'averis. V'loi mizbeach v'hakev v'lof kabonis. We have no mizbeach v'makev kabonis. V'loi beis ha-mikdash v'svagal v'sech. We don't have the beis ha-mikdash v'davin inside. Loi nishan lanu v'nei Hashem. It doesn't remain for us before Hashem. Built the imtfing l'seinu v'yugim v'midoisav. The only thing we have left is to daven v'yugim and to say v'yugim v'midas. When we touch Yigum Amidus Engel, the Madna Sidre Tfilah, because Racha Mesa then a Kol Yisaga. From Yigum Amidus, you can learn the whole Dechat Tfilah. That's the Moed HaGaskuma, the Yigum Amidus, and Mamash takes the place. It's what we have left with no Kohen Gadol, no Beis HaMikdash. So it's kedai to go through a little bit the Taitch, I think, of the Yigum Amidus. So just to go through the Kitzah, there's a the Ben Rechai explains the Taitch of the words, and there's also Taisus Rosh Hashanah that he's Zayim Rebeis. With also this big Haggah on the side of the Taisis, that also from one of the Bali Taisis that explains the Yigum Amidus. To begin with, you have to know when the Yigum Amidus starts off with Hashem Hashem, Kerach Mechana. We see Hashem's name twice. So it's a machoik, two shittas in Taisis, if the first Hashem is part of Yigum Amidus or not. Rabbi Natam says it is part of Yigum Amidus. Rabbi Natam says that even though you're saying Hashem Hashem twice, the first one, first of all, he explains Hashem is Midas Rachamim. We know that. Elokim is Midas Adin. We don't say Elokim when we say Yigum Amidus. We're asking for Rachamim. We don't say Elokim at all. We say Hashem, Hashem Adonus. That's Midas Rachamim. And the first Hashem, it's like the Gemara over there says, Ani Hashem Kodim Shiyechta, the Rachamim. The first Hashem is before you do an Aver, the Eivish is Rachmanis on us. And the second Hashem is Vani Merachim Lacha Shiyechta. The Eivish is Merachim even after Yechta. The Hagoyis that Tosis brings down that the Shem Adonus is Midas Rachamim. It's a mashal of an Odah in a master. He basically has to take care of the people under him. If you're going to be a master and you have slaves or anyone under you, you have to take care of them. That's the Rachmanis Devish that takes care of all of us. But then Tosis brings down from Benin Nissim the second sheet that the first Hashem is not one of Yigum Amidus. The first Hashem. Yeah, you still need Rachmanis. You don't have Tzchusim. You didn't have a bear, but why is it coming to you anything? Yeah, okay. Okay, but Nissim learns that the first Hashem is not from Yigum Amidus. It's like a Kriya. It's calling Hashem. We start off Hashem, and even says if you look in the Trop, on the Psukim and Kisis, so there's a Psik if Hashem. It's like Hashem, then we say the Yigum Amidus. We're calling Hashem first, and then we say the Yigum Amidus. And what's the Cheshvan Yigimel? He divides the Netzachesel Alafim into two parts. Netzachesel is one Amidah. Hashem watches, remembers the Chesed for time afterwards. And Alafim is the second Amidah. Alafim is the Amidah of Hashem, the Ruba Amidah Tovim or Amidah Peronius. The Midah Tov is more the Midah Peronius. Like Rashi and Marcus brings down, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, Rashi says that Nitzaches L'Alofim, a Midah Alofim is 2,000. So Hashem watches Chusim for 2,000 Dairis. And Rashi has another Pshat, it might be a Loshna forever. Alofim might be thousands of years forever, but it's at least 2,000 Dairis. But Mashenkin by Averis, the Pasuk says, Poikin Ovein Ovein Albanois, Ashilation Rebeim. Averis only go down 3 or 4 generations. So how much more is 2,000 than 3 or 4? It's 500 times more. So you see that Midah Tov is 500 times more than Midah Peronius. So that's the Midah of Alofim. The Avish does Midah Tov 500 times or more than Midah Peronius. The Rabbeinu B'chai explains the Midas HaRachamim, his lashon is, it's Midas HaRachamim b'loy she'ela, even without asking. That's the Shem Hashem. But we ask Hashem to have Achmanos, even what we don't ask. We ask for a lot of things, but even what we don't ask, give us. And he gives a mashal, it's Ka'av Racham on Shem Rachim Abunayim, like a father who has Achmanos on a son. A father knows what a son needs, and he gives him without him even asking. The boy doesn't ask for supper every day, he's always waiting for him. He always has food waiting for him. The father knows what he wants, and the father gives him what he needs, even without asking. That's the first midah that we ask Hashem. Have achmonis without us even asking. The second midah, kale, that we say, Hashem, Hashem, kale, Rabbeinu Achai explains, that's the midah of slich v'sheila. He brings a pasuk, kale noise yising lahem, it's a pasuk in Tehillim. I'm not sure how you see it in the pasuk, but he says, kale is the midah that now we're asking Hashem, when we ask for slich, Hashem should give us slich, should give us mechila. The midah of racham mechanon.
Noise means to carry.
Yeah, to carry means carrying with of it, right here, okay. Midas Racham Echanan, the Ben Bechai explains that it's Slicha Bisha'ela with Tshuva and Yisurim. Then we're asking Hashem to also, the Tansal Pasha, that we should have Slicha even with Tshuva and Yisurim, but we're asking we should have even with Tshuva and Yisurim. And he brings down Psukim, Pasuk says in Devarim, Kikal Racham Hashem Lekechel Yapachav Noyashisecha. It's also Pasuk in Tehillim, Hu Achum Yechpeh Avayim Noyashchis. So Tainet Ben Rechai, Behu Achim Yechpeh Avayim Noyashchis, is Mashma, that Racham is with some Hashchasa. There'll be some Yisurim, but it won't be Hashchasa Lagamri. Hu Achim Yechpeh Avayim Noyashchis, he won't do it completely, but there will be some Yisurim. That's that Midah. The Midah of Erech HaPayim, Ben Rechai explains, is the Midah which is Kehlon Tzadikim and Rishayim. That the Evish Zerach Payim, it's really two, might be two Midas, one for Tzadikim, one for Rishayim. They bring down a beautiful Yishami. They say the Yishami Taiches, and it's Tagum Muklas also, on Erech HaPayim, the Yishami Taiches Machik Regez. He makes far away the anger, which is really not the simple Taich. Erech HaPayim is normally like pushing off the time. But they see Solosha not just a pushing off the time, giving patience before the af happens, before the anger happens. It's Machik Regez, and pushes it far away. And they give a mashal to a melech who had a legion of an army of police that would, in case the Bnei Medina would do a chet against the melech, would do something bad against the melech, this special police force, the secret police, was their job was to punish them, punish the people. What the melech did was, he told this special police force to stay far away, like a few days travel away from town. The reason was, in case the people in his country would sin against him, if the police would be right there, they would punish them immediately. This way, when the people sin against them, the melech would call the police to come in to punish them, but it would take a few days for them to come. And during those few days, the people could ask mechila, be mefais the melech, and by the time the police come, the melech would tell them, I forgave them. The same thing kiviyachol, mer the galoshin. Yishami says, see the galoshin here. Kach amakosh baruch hu. Af v'chema, shnei malachi chavolan. The Yibishtu Achmanat son has two malachi chavolan. The name is Af v'chema. Im dorm himi mi achshav, if they're with me right now, Yisrael machis and I see, maybe the Yidin Rachman will make me angry. They machal my son. They'll come and destroy the Yidin right away. El ha-reini m'shachem derech ha-chayk. I'm sending these malachi chavolan far away. Shem yachasuni Yisrael, ad shnei m'shalech chayim himi yisim tshuva ni yakablim. Therefore, in case some Kaiso was in a veil, they'll have time to do tshuva before the Malachi Chavol come. That's what Erech HaPayim is. We're asking the Eibush to put them far away, the Einish, that the Einish should give us a chance to do tshuva, it should be far away. Now, Vashetzach, this whole Musig of the Shami that the Malachi Chavol are far away, and it takes time for the Eibush to call them to come, this is something which is not the real Metzias. I don't think something we can understand. It's Kabbalah the Ginyanim. I think it's more like a lashon that, like Rashi and Chumash says, the hazbeis ha'ozen, that the ear can understand. But whatever it is, it's Indian of the Eibishter puts the punishment far away to give the Eidin a chance to do tshuva before they get the punishment. The Midah of Rav Chesed, what do we have in mind by the Midah of Rav Chesed? Rabbein Bechai says it's the Indian of that the he says that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Rebbeinu Shalom that you did Chesed with Chop of Doyers from Bris Oyelma Matan Toyer when they had no Toyer and no Schusim. There were 26 Doyers that the world had no Schusim and no Toyer, and still they issued the Chesed. He gave them Panos and food. We ask him, give us also Panos and food without Schusim. So in the Midah of the Emes, then we say the Emes, that's the Rebbeinu Bechai explains, the case of the Rebbeinu Shalom wins, it's not the same thing. Those Chav of Doyers, that they didn't do, they had no Torah, so there was no tain on them that they didn't have Torah mitzvahs. But now we have Torah mitzvahs, so why aren't you doing Torah mitzvahs? So that's what we come to Ebishter with the Riesh the Emes. The Emes means the Indian from Chesed Shal Emes. So Rashi says in Chumash, when Yaakov Avinu told Yosef HaTzadik in Pashat Veichi, Sim the Yochet Achas Yerechi, Vasisi Modi Chesed Yemes, do with me a Chesed Yemes, I'll not take rain in Mitzrayim, don't bury me in Mitzrayim. So Rashi teaches, when you do a Chesed with a mess, it's a Chesed Shal Emes, because you're not expecting anything in return. You do a Chesed with a Chai, with a live person, you're expecting something in return. With a mess, you're not expecting anything in return. I never understood this, Rashi, because maybe you're expecting in return the mess should be Melos Yeshiv you. I'm doing the chesed with the mess. I'm hoping he'll put in a good word for me in Shemayim. But Ramayis, Rashi goes to chesed emes, and that's basically when we say chesed emes, we're asking the Rebbeinu Shalom to do chesed shel emes, even though we can't pay anything back, just to do chesed with us and give us panos and everything we need. And Noitz Chesed Alofim is continuing. That in case we have our own chesed, we should have at least chesed avos. And the way we explained before, that Alofim is also the midah of that Reuben midah, Peronius midah. And the final words of Nisi Ami Vefeshach Davan Akei, Ibn Machair explains that there should be Nisi Avain, which goes on Zdainis, and Pesha is going on Madim, on rebellion, Chator goes on Shkogais, and Akei is Nistaris. You have to know what Nistaris means. And the Ibn Machair also explains the order is not in order. We should say Shkogais before Zdainis. He talks about that. It's a little bit more mayach, but you can see it inside. I just want to say a few things also from the Shari Tshuva printed in Shulchan Aruch. So Metavkav Peyal, so Katan Aruch, he brings some interesting things from the Achrenim on Yidum Amidus. He brings down that on Matzoy Shabbos, we don't say Slichas till after Chatzois. The reason is because of Kedusha Shabbos. You see from here, Merida Gazach, the meaning of Kedusha Shabbos on Matzoy Shabbos, like a lot of people are noyeg to wear Big Day Shabbos, Matzoy Shabbos. Why? There's an Indian for Kedusha Shabbos, even on Matzoy Shabbos, Til Chatzos. You don't say Slichas Til Chatzos for that reason. The Shari Tshuva then says in Moedig Hashayag, whatever if a person comes his minion to say Slichas is Chatzos, so we have it. So right now he has two things to say. He has Tikkun Chatzos and Slichas. She say Tikkun Chatzos or she say Slichas. If he says Tikkun Chatzos, he's going to miss the minion. So the Shari Tshuva paskins that you should say Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos comes first, and give up your minion, and you lose that, you have no minion for a seer, and you can't say most of the seers without a minion. That's his psak. So why don't we all do that? Why don't we all say Tikkun Chatzos and not seers? I think he's talking about a person that always says Tikkun Chatzos. Person that always says Tikkun Chatzos. What? But if you have no minion. It's very hard to find something when you minion for Chatzos. You're right, but I think that's what he's talking about. The person that always, but you see from here the beginning of Tikkun Chatzos. Tikkun Chatzos outweighs Slichas. Then the Shari Tshuva says, you have to say it slowly, with patience, with kavana. But also you're meet this with kavana. Also to say you're going to meet this without kavana. Pelin the Shari Tshuva. Ben Bechai just says the big Indian and the skula and the schus to say, you're going to meet this with kavana. But the Shari Tshuva paskins is also to say you're going to meet this without kavana. You have to know what kavana is, but that's his psak. And the final thing he brings down from Achrenim is he says Yaisa toy v'yam elu in these days of Elo and Slichas Lahabi Slichas Tachnun Matziva Melumai. More important to say Slichas than to learn. And he brings down Shekain Drong Laksas Rabbanim Shetomer Haisukim Begufi Lachos V'Chiburim. He knew certain Rabbanim that a whole day they would learn. They would Yaisa and Chiburim. I think making the Svarim. They're writing Svarim, and a whole day that's what they would do. B'Chodesh Elo Hayim Manichim Laksas Mesidim Melumai Gesser Rak Tachnunim. But came Chodesh Elo was the one time a year they would close the Gemara and stop a lot of learning and be busy with saying Tachnunim Tehillim and Slichas. Okay, I want to speak about some Gedalia. We have in the papers here, but it's late. I'm sorry. Okay, Chesiv Chesim B'Toyva. Good to meet you.